broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The FBI's investigation of Trump campaign contact with Russians had a legitimate non-political basis, says Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz, but
we also found basic, fundamental, and serious errors during the completion of the FBI's factual accuracy reviews.
He's testifying for the Senate Judiciary Committee. The Democrats' newest presidential candidate, Michael Bloomberg, says he'll donate $10 million to help House Democrats who might be left politically vulnerable by an impeachment vote. Making its stock market debut in Saudi Arabia, the world's now most valuable listed firm.
A glitzy event at Saudi Arabia's stock exchange featuring lasers and giant screens. As Saudi Arabia's state oil company, Aramco, lists for the first time. Its value, within moments of trading, $1.88 trillion, more than Microsoft and Apple.
That's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a big weather change from yesterday. Big change of reality. Breezy, cool, a little brisk today with a high temperature up to about 56. But that north wind of 10 to 15, occasionally gusting up to 20 miles per hour, will put a real bite in the air. Tonight, the winds die down, clear, cold, overnight low temperature 38. Tomorrow, we'll be in the mid-50s again. I can't rule out an isolated shower by afternoon, but I think most of the day will be dry. Better rain chances Thursday night into Friday as the next storm system comes out of the Gulf. The weekend looks dry. It looks like we'll be mild with temperatures in the mid-60s. And then another big deal storm system coming in Monday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Tuskegee police have identified the person killed in a shooting over the weekend. Police say the victim is 22-year-old Gregory Perry of Tuskegee. Another person was also shot and taken to the hospital. No word on their condition this morning. No arrests have been made in the case. Montgomery Public Schools held its final board meeting of 2019 last night. Board members say achievement and financial numbers show the school system is moving in the right direction. And former state senator Hank Sanders is speaking out against the Alabama Bicentennial Celebration. He says despite the ads and the monuments that represent Native Americans and African Americans, he still finds fault in the way their histories are expressed by the state of Alabama. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Where's the money, Karen?
I'm sorry, the money?
The money you saved by having Liberty Mutual customize your home insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, that money. I used it to add to my collection of clown paintings. Take a look.
Amazing. Wow.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Deck the halls with gifts from Boot Barn. Put Dan Post boots under the tree. Handcrafted with premium leathers and made for comfort. Dan Post boots, all at Boot Barn. Unwrap the West. Unwrap the West with gifts from Boot Barn.
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A police standoff ends in gunfire at a New Jersey City kosher market, leaving six people dead, including a cop.
We have no inkling what the motive was yet.
A federal judge in Texas has blocked the Trump administration from using billions of dollars in Pentagon funds originally to be used for military construction projects to build the border wall.
Next year's defense budget includes money for a space force. Congress should vote on it this week.
House Democrats announced two articles of impeachment against President Trump. The House Judiciary votes this week to send the articles to the full House.
It's a disgrace that people can make impeachment out of nothing.
Marie Fredriksson, the singer of the popular late 80s, early 90s pop group Roxette, has died at age 61 following a long illness.
A teenage runaway from North Carolina is back home safe and sound after he was found camping out in a Bed Bath & Beyond store.
We stand on a lonely, windswept point on the northern shore of France. But 40 years ago at this moment, the air was dense with smoke and the cries of men, and the air was filled with the crack of rifle fire and the roar of cannon. Here in Normandy, the rescue began. At dawn on the morning of the 6th of June, 1944.
62 of the Rangers who scaled the cliffs there at Pointe Hope, now back 40 years later to the scene of their heroic action.
These are the boys of Pointe Hope. These are the men who took the cliffs.
It was a very moving experience. They were what General Marshall called our secret weapon, the best damn kids in the world. Where do we find them? Where do we find such men? And the answer came almost as quickly as I'd asked the question. Where we've always found them in this country. On the farms, the shops, the stores, and the offices. They just are the product of the freest society the world has ever known.
Someday, Liz, I'll go back, said Private First Class Peter Robert Zanetta of the 37th Engineer Combat Battalion and first assault wave to hit Omaha Beach. Lisa Zanetta Hinn began her story by quoting her father who promised that he would return to Normandy. She ended with a promise to her father who died 8 years ago of cancer. I'm going there, Dad. And I'll see the beaches and the barricades and the monuments. I'll see the graves and I'll put flowers there just like you wanted to do. I'll feel all the things you made me feel through your stories and your eyes. I'll never forget what you went through, Dad, nor will I let anyone else forget. And Dad, I'll always be proud. Through the words of his loving daughter, who is here with us today, a D-Day veteran has shown us the meaning of this day far better than any president can. It is enough for us to say about Private Zanetta and all the men of honor and courage who fought beside him 4 decades ago, we will always remember. We will always be proud. We will always be prepared so we may be always free.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Stock market is down 43 points. The temperature outside is 50 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself. The one and only Joey Clark.
Oh, hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing really well. Feeling great.
Good. I tell you, what a day. Man, this hearing stuff. I like that. Really glad that you guys played that bar piece. That was really good.
Yes.
It's.
I have a man crush on the AG.
He's great. Big teddy bear himself.
Mm-hmm.
This hearing, sir, it is falling apart for the Democrats so badly they can't even stand it. They are beside themselves. And when Lindsey Graham takes 45 minutes plus to do his opening statement, and then Dianne Feinstein takes 7 minutes, you know something's going on there. And all the Democrats are just going to go, so you didn't see any, there wasn't any political bias there, right? And then the Republicans will come back and say, well, you didn't, they didn't tell you there's any political bias and things like that. This is not good for the Democrats. I think Lindsey Graham was spot on when he said, wait till the hearing. Lindsey Graham was brilliant in his opening, did a great job, led. Are you doing the opening statement or are you doing the opening questions? Opening statement?
Opening statement, yes.
Okay, well, let's do a little bit of the opening statement, then we may need to move to opening questions. And Horowitz, instead of doing one of these 12, 15-minute things, he only did like 6 minutes of opening.
He's pretty dry.
Yeah.
Well, to say, but mildly, yeah.
He's not the guy you want to be stuck with at a cocktail party. Or the guy that they put you next to at dinner because they didn't like you. Nice guy, I'm sure. Nice guy, but not Mr. Talkative. 272-9228, that's where we are on a Wednesday. Any caller can get in. Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. And then first-time callers can get in twice. How about them apples? Boy, a lot going on here. Man, really pretty day outside. It started out really cool. Yesterday, when I walked outside, and by the time I got home, it was cold.
I know, man.
I did a fire last night. It was great.
It's toasty up here, though. I had to strip off 2 layers.
Yeah, it's when I ascended the stairs and I came in, was, I told you guys, there's like a 15-degree difference between the top of the stairs and the bottom of the stairs. So somebody's got the oven on in here. So let's do this. Let's do a little bit of Lindsey Graham's opening so you can get a feel for this. It's really, really good.
Hurricane was probably the best name ever given to an investigation in the history of investigations, because I think that's what we wound up with, a crossfire and a hurricane. There's been a lot of media reports about your report before it was issued. And I remember reading all these headlines, lawful investigation with a few irregularities. Everything okay. Low-level people kind of got off track. If that's what you get out of this report, you clearly didn't read it. If that's your takeaway, that this thing was lawfully predicated, and that's the main point, you missed the entire report. How do you get a headline like that? That's what you want it to be. You want it to be that and nothing more. And I can assure you, if this had been a Democratic president going through what President Trump had gone through, that would not have been the headline. The headline would be, the FBI takes law into its own hands. Biased agents cut corners, lie to court, ignore exoneration. So the first thing I want you to know is how the cake is baked here. And my goal is to make sure that people, when this is over, whether you like Trump, hate Trump, don't care about Trump, you look at this as more than a few irregularities. Because if this becomes a few irregularities in America, then God help us all. Now, the people that were in charge in this investigation were handpicked by Mr. McCabe, who's now CNN analyst, high up in the FBI, the number two guy. The first question I will ask in a bit, is this the best of the best? Are these people normal representatives of the Department of Justice and the FBI? I hope you will say no, because I believe it to be no. And if I believed otherwise, I would be incredibly depressed. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to assume something for the sake of argument. That there was a lawful predicate to open up a counterintelligence investigation. And I want you to know the standard to open one up is about like that.
Not much.
Yeah,
and I also want you to know a counterintelligence investigation is not a criminal investigation. They're not trying to solve a crime. They're trying to stop foreign powers from interfering in America. That a counterintelligence investigation is designed to protect Americans from foreign influence I want the American people to know there was an effort to affect Hillary Clinton's campaign by foreign actors. The FBI picked up that effort, they briefed her about it, and they were able to stop it. We will be receiving a defensive briefing tomorrow as a committee from the FBI to tell us all about what we should be watching for. And there may be some specific threats against us. I don't know. But I know they're going to brief us to protect us, not to surveil us. And here's what I want every American to know. From the time they opened up Crossfire Hurricane till this debacle was over, they never made any effort to brief Donald Trump about suspected problems within his campaign. They had one briefing talking about, you know, the Russians are out there, you better beware. Nothing about Carter Page, nothing about Papadopoulos, nothing about the other people that they thought might be working with the Russians. Why did they not tell him that? I hope you can give us an answer. Bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, a counterintelligence investigation is a good thing until it becomes a bad thing. Because it doesn't take much to open one. And the worst thing can happen is for people to open one up whose real purpose is not to protect an American, but to surveil them. Senator Feinstein found herself in a situation all of us may one day find ourselves in. A longtime employee was suspected of having ties to a foreign government. They informed her and she took appropriate action. How easy would it be for somebody to come into our campaigns as a volunteer? We really don't know who they are. You just appreciate any help you can get. How easy would it be for all of us to get caught up in this scenario? I hope all of us would appreciate, if you really believe there's somebody in my campaign working with a foreign power, please tell me so I can do something about it. Why didn't they tell Trump? We'll figure that out later. But I think it's a question that needs to be asked. So for a moment, let's assume that there was a lawful predicate to open up a counterintelligence investigation. What has been described as a few irregularities becomes a massive criminal conspiracy over time to defraud the FISA court, to illegally surveil an American citizen, and to keep an operation open against a sitting president of the United States, violating every norm known to the rule of law. Many of you are prosecutors. Many of you have been U.S. attorneys. Many of you have been defense attorneys. Trump's time will come and go. But I hope we understand that what happened here can never happen again. Because what happened here is not a few irregularities. What happened here is the system failed. People at the highest level of our government took the law in their own hands. And when I say defraud the FISA court, I mean it. To your team, you are able to uncover and discover abuse of power I never believed would actually exist in 2019. How bad is it? It was as if J. Edgar Hoover came back to life. The old FBI, the FBI that had a chip on its shoulder and wanted to intimidate people and find out what was going on in your life and the law be damned. Martin Luther King, and you just fill in the names. So,
let's do this. We're going to schedule a break here and pick this back up. Dan Moore Show will be back with more right after this.
Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam with Blue Water Broadcasting Sales. And you know what? I hope this is going to be the merriest and the happiest new year you've ever had. Please be careful and remember the reason of the season from all of us right here at Blue Water Broadcasting.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.27292228, that's where we are. Lindsey Graham is doing a superb job in this whole thing. Big difference between Lindsey Graham and Dianne Feinstein. You can tell Dianne Feinstein does not have legal background, and Lindsey Graham takes Horowitz down a path and really just kind of lazy breadcrumbs out, asks the right questions, gets them to the next marker, then to the next marker. Dianne Feinstein is just trying to take some script that you can tell some staffer helped her with that didn't really quite do the job. There's so many more, much more capable Democrats on that committee than asking questions than Dianne Feinstein, but they yield to her seniority. Let's continue on with Lindsey Graham.
The people were handpicked by McCabe, the number two guy at the FBI, the supervisory agent, the deputy assistant director for counterintelligence, is Peter Strzok. He's a big player in all things Crossfire Hurricane. Lisa Page, you may have heard of her. Who was she? She was an FBI lawyer working for McCabe. These are two central characters in this debacle. Let me tell you a little bit about who these people are and where they're coming from. Thanks to a lot of hard work by people, for Mr. Horowitz, the FBI, and others, here's what we know. Strzok.
This is good. Listen.
The frontline supervisor. February the 12th, 2016. Oh, he's, Trump, abysmal. I keep hoping the charade will end and people will just dump him. The problem then is that Rubio will likely lose to Cruz. I never quite made it, and I can understand why they don't consider me as serious candidate. The Republican Party is utter shambles. When was the last competitive ticket they offered? March 3rd, 2016. Page, God, Trump is a loathsome human. Struck, oh my God, he's an idiot. And you know what? Newsrooms all over the country, people are nodding. This represents the attitude of a lot of people in America, and you can have that attitude, but you shouldn't be in the journalism business. You shouldn't be at the FBI. If you were in the military and you said anything like this about a commander-in-chief, you'd be charged with a crime. Remember the McChrystal debacle, where they had a barroom discussion with a reporter from the Rolling Stone? What's the takeaway? Don't go to a bar with a Rolling Stone reporter. They started talking about how they didn't like Joe Biden. And I was one of the first people to say, that is out of bounds. You can have all the political opinions you want, but if you're an officer in the United States military, you will park those opinions and you will not speak ill of the commander-in-chief. But that obviously is not a rule at the FBI, Department of Justice. March 16th, 2016. I cannot believe Donald Trump is likely to be actual serious candidate for president. July 16th, we're getting closer to when this thing opens. And wow, Donald Trump is an enormous douche. Again, a lot of people agree with that. Trump barely spoke, but the first thing out of his mouth was, we're going to win so big. The whole thing is like living in a bad dream. July the 19th, 2016. Trump is a disaster. No idea how destabilizing his presidency would be. And a lot of people believe that. You're entitled to believe that, but you should not be an investigator. July the 30th, the investigation's open. And damn, this feels momentous about the investigation, because this matters. The others one did too, but that was to ensure we didn't F something up. This matters because this matters. So super glad to be on this voyage with you. I hope you understand what this voyage was about. August 8, 2016, 3 days before Strzok was named the frontline supervisor. He's not ever going to become president, right? Page to Strzok. Strzok, no. No, he won't. We'll stop it. These are the people in charge. August 15, 2016. I want to believe the path you threw out for consideration in Andy's office, that there's no way he gets elected. But I'm afraid we can't take that risk, that the American people will pick their president, is what they're saying. It's like an insurance policy in the unlikely event you die before you're 40. August 26, 2016. Just went to a Southern Virginia Walmart. I could smell the Trump support. People in charge. October 11, 2016. Currently fighting with Stu for the FISA. Stu was a lawyer who thought this thing was not on the up and up. Stood his ground until he couldn't stand it anymore. Eventually got run over.
Let's stop it there. Let me go to a break. Coming back to Red Top right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, folks. Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. but we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America, change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
I'm Ralph Holly with Holly's Home Furnishings. I've been advertising with Blue Water for over 2 years and have seen tremendous results. As a family-owned business, it's great to do business with a family-owned business like Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The FBI's investigation of Trump campaign contact with Russians had a legitimate, non-political basis, says Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz, but
we also found basic, fundamental, and serious errors during the completion of the FBI's factual accuracy reviews.
He's testifying for the Senate Judiciary Committee. The Democrats' newest presidential candidate, Michael Bloomberg, says he'll donate $10 million to help House Democrats who might be left politically vulnerable by an impeachment vote. Making its stock market debut in Saudi Arabia, the world's now most valuable listed firm.
A glitzy event at Saudi Arabia's stock exchange featuring lasers and giant screens. As Saudi Arabia's state oil company, Aramco, lists for the first time. Its value, within moments of trading, $1.88 trillion, more than Microsoft and Apple.
That's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village. Tour the resort-style senior living community with options like companion suites or luxury 1, 2, and 3-bedroom private suites. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a big weather change from yesterday. Big change of reality. Breezy, cool, a little brisk today with a high temperature up to about 56. But that north wind at 10 to 15, occasionally gusting up to 20 miles per hour, will put a real bite in the air. Tonight, the winds die down, clear, cold, overnight low temperature 38. Tomorrow, we'll be in the mid-50s again. I can't rule out an isolated shower by afternoon, but I think most of the day will be dry. Better rain chances Thursday night into Friday as the next storm system comes out of the Gulf. The weekend looks dry. It looks like we'll be mild with temperatures in the mid-60s. And then another big deal storm system coming in Monday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. Going to get back to the brilliance of Lindsey Graham in just a moment here. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you. Cool, windy day, gentlemen.
How are you today?
Well, I'm lucky on the inside of the house where I'm working, she's had on Fox News.
All right.
And so I've heard all of it.
Good.
Because, as we discussed yesterday, as far as I know, it's not on anywhere else. It's on no networks, right?
I haven't looked at any of the networks. I've been glued to Fox and to my phone and to my computer this morning.
Yeah, well, CBS did not carry it. NPR, National Public Radio, is not carrying it at all. I'm outraged.
Well, let me tell you what. This whole thing, and if you've been watching it all morning, this is like home run after home run after home run. You can tell the Democrats are kind of grasping at straws, and they just keep going back. So there's no political bias, right? And then they undo. Then the Republican that comes after that will undo it for them.
Well, how's this complete imbecile who made the report say there's no bias? This is just the most
Well,
insulting statement I've ever heard from anybody.
He explains it, that they did not find any documented bias. So, in other words, the person would have to either admit to bias or they'd have to find something that documented that they were biased.
This is pathetic. And having Leaky Leahy ask any question?
Oh, are you talking? I'm an older man. Are you talking about my body to me, Leaky?
This is just pathetic, and I'm just outraged at the major networks. I guess, you know, everything that's going to criticize Donald Trump, of course, is going to be front and center. This is nowhere to be found. The only reason I didn't get a chance to listen to your show, Joe, is because they had it on Fox, and I can't get it, and I'm glad I listened, although I'm sorry I missed your show. It's very enlightening, and it's amazing how different the two worlds we live in is.
Oh, yeah. It really is. I was talking to Dan about that off air. It's unreal. But I'm starting to sort of see where this is going. I have a lot of hope now, especially in Durham.
And Durham. I tell you, Durham's going to be the key, and what's going to happen is he's going to be getting the slipstream behind the IG, and he's going to bust this thing through.
Well, I tell you who they need to be concerned now is William Barr. This man is pissed off.
Yeah, let me tell you what, he isn't going to vary, and Joey played an interview that he did that was absolutely outstanding. We may repeat it later on in the show, but it was great. And I look at somebody and how certain are they when they're giving an answer? How positive, how quick are they? And he was spot on.
Well, and I love, too, how do you reach his media, to your point, Red Top? The way you do it, if you're, say, the Attorney General of the United States, say, hey, you want an interview, guys? You just go to the belly of the beast, you do the interview, you make them actually ask you questions and listen to you.
Well, I'll tell you what I heard William Barr's interview last night on German television. I didn't hear it no damn where else.
Well, it was on NBC.
Yeah,
and Lee Williams, and also Andrew Mitchell did another interview with him on MSNBC.
And Fox clipped it on all their nighttime opinion shows.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't get NBC, and I'm so glad because I couldn't take looking at Savannah Guthrie ever again. Chatty Cathy ain't one of my favorite people.
Don't disparage Savannah now.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I've given my St. Pete disclaimer. I don't have to be damn polite about anything.
Yeah, you're Catholic. You don't hate.
You're Nancy.
I'll go to confession and do my Hail Marys. Thank you very much, sir. And continue to do that, apparently. There might be a few Apostles' Creed in there for the bad boys, right, Joey? Okay. Well, guys, I'm going to continue trying to catch it on Fox and you guys this afternoon. This is the grand revelation we've been waiting for, and things aren't looking good. No, on NPR, they're saying the polls are split 50-50. They have not moved at all. Nancy Pelosi's got a damn problem.
She has got a problem. Let me tell you, she's got a problem. She did the USMCA thing yesterday, 1 hour after announcing the impeachment. She has got a problem. I talked to a staff member in Congress earlier today, and he told me we think she didn't have the votes right now.
How about Bloomberg offering money for Democrats who are in swing districts?
There you go, $10 million worth.
Yeah, tickle your nose. All right, gentlemen, I'll be listening. Thank you so much as usual. Roll Tide, go Front.
Thank you. Papa B, Papa B, how are you?
I'm doing great, Dan. Just watching this fiasco here play out.
Do you have a TV in your car?
I just stepped out for a minute, and then I'm heading back to the office, but I'm watching it. I've been watching it this morning. And there's something else that Pelosi and the Democrats did yesterday that didn't receive much fanfare. And that is, they went ahead and passed the Defense Authorization Act, which they love to hold up. And they did not want to pass because Trump is getting money out of it to fund the wall.
I thought they took the wall portion out. I thought they took the wall thing out. I thought they put a caveat saying, I think they put something in there that did that.
Well, let's see what the Senate has to say about that.
There you go.
But at any rate, they did pass it on without, you know, any more.
Yeah, let me tell you something. This whole do-nothing Democrats is sticky.
Yeah.
And they're about to go home for the holidays, and they are going to get a earful.
Yep, I think so. Well, you know, in Horowitz here, I mean, just how dense do you have to be to not see the plainly obvious? You know, trying to claim that there's no bias?
Well, he said there's no documented... There's no documented or testimony that said that there was political bias. And, there, and Lindsey Graham explains that in his questions.
Well, that's kind of like Forrest Gump interviewing the blamed prisoners at the Shawshank Redemption, you know, saying, well, did you, Haywood, why were you, what are you in for? Didn't do it. Okay. And then for no reason and what all. You know, they opened up an investigation on Trump.
And
then for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah, that, well, but Durham's going to get to that. One thing that Horowitz mentions in here is he mentions a foreign government in here. And he's asked which foreign government. And he said, I can't tell you because we didn't mention the name in the report.
I saw that.
And let me tell you something. Lindsey Graham leans back in his chair. They do this kind of side shot. He leans back in his chair with a very content look on his face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, well, so that's where you're going to get into Brennan, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Setting up something with the foreign government in order to open up the investigation on Trump.
Yeah.
Conspiracy here it is. 101 right there.
Yeah, here. Who is it? Durham. Oh, damn! Run! Run!
Right. So, yeah, okay. Either Michael Horowitz is not aware or purposefully...
He's limited. He asked these questions to people, and they weren't under oath. So, let me do one with Joey. Joey?
Yes?
Are you biased?
No.
See?
I'm a dear public servant.
How long have you been with the agency?
In 2 decades.
See? So there's nothing he can do.
And I really don't like the Russians.
The Russians did it.
All right. Yeah, those nastified Russians. Okay, well, whatever. But, I mean, really, he's been quite, I'd say, purposefully ignorant.
I think he's helping the cause along. I think Horowitz, the way he answered the questions when we get to the Lindsey Graham side, did a really good job. Now, what the Democrats are doing is they're cherry picking pieces of the report to get him to say, "And you said so and so. Is that true?" Yes, and he's answering the questions. That's what it said in the report. That they didn't find any political bias through testimony or documentation.
Yeah, whatever. I listened to Rush right before you.
Don't tell me that.
Well, it was in the first hour. I mean, sorry, okay. Joey. I turned you off.
Joey, just insult Joey.
He said that CNN did not televise Lindsey Graham's statement or questioning. They're only breaking in when the Democrats
of course
are
kind of like what we do.
You don't find that surprising, I guess.
No, I don't find that surprising at all.
Really. Well, yeah, that's typical. All right, well, let's listen to the rest of this stuff too.
You have a great day.
Yes, I'll talk to you tomorrow about it. Thanks a lot.
Ta-ta. Me's on the phone?
Yes.
Me.
Yes, sir.
Welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great. Bloomberg offering $10 million for a Democrat to vote to impeach our president. Isn't that the same thing the Democrats are saying that President Trump
didn't quite word it that way. What he said is he's offering $10 million for Democrats that vote for impeachment that have a political problem, end up with political difficulties.
Yeah, he's offering $10 million for the vote to impeach his political opponent, the president. So Okay, I just want to make sure. Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but we all understand what he's saying too.
Yeah, that's
that's all I just want.
Oh, you did is you equated it. You equated it the way Democrats equate what Donald Trump did.
Exactly. And Joe Biden, how they can twist and turn what he said, but really and truly, what Bloomberg's saying is, please vote against him. I'll give you $10 million to help support your whatever you get back leg from that. So okay. I'll hang up and listen. I enjoy listening to your show. Thank you very much.
Thank you, me.
And, you know, Dan, the more I see this... the more I see this, like, my hope is it really does go back. You and I sitting here in 2013, Ed Snowden stuff comes out about these surveillance powers. And that's when I really started. That's, you know me. That's been a big issue. And so I think in all this partisan craziness, and there's plenty of partisanship on both sides to go around, that we could maybe actually have a serious conversation. If what they did to Trump brings about reforms to FISA, whatever it takes. I love this. I love that we're actually getting into the meat of these programs and what actually happened.
Yeah, I think FISA's definitely, after hearing some of these questions, is going to get a look-see. And Mike Lee, I think Lindsey Graham's on board with that now. We know Rand Paul is on board with that. So I think that, and I think Trump's on board with that. I think Trump's going to go, we need some safety nets here.
And then on the House side is Devin Nunes. He's been along a moderate Republican who's defended these programs, and now he's even looking into it.
Yeah.
And it is, the partisanship is weird. Like, they switch sides. Schiff used to be Schiff went on Russia Today to criticize a lot of these programs years ago, and now he's defending using these things. Or just the election thing. The Democrats are acting like the election's going to be rigged. Trump was doing that before the 2016 election.
Let me tell you, I think this is going to end up to be so bad for the Democrats. It's going to be unbelievable. They're all of a sudden, they got in their boat, and the boat started taking in water, and they couldn't bail it out fast enough, and they realized, uh-oh, we're out in the middle of the ocean right now, and we don't have any life preservers here. We put everything on impeachment. And impeachment is going to consume us. It will be the Moby Dick of elections.
Well, and
Ahab, Nancy Pelosi.
Well, and it's not even a crime they're accusing him of. They're made up charge, like it's a political charge, but it completely political. Abuse of power. What is that?
You're
going
to hear that in some of our cuts later on. Let me go to a break. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. All the signs are right this time. You don't have to try so very hard. If you live in this world, you're feeling the change of the guard.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell, afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223, or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223, or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Rick Peters, owner and manager of Blue Water Broadcasting, and I want to take a moment to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from all of us at Blue Water Broadcasting.
The places we used to go, familiar faces that ain't smiling like before. The time of our time is come and gone. I fear we've been waiting too
long. The Dan Morris Show.
.279-228, that's where we are. Let's go back to Lindsey Graham here. He's just too good to give up here. This is Lindsey Graham in his opening statement, the head of the judiciary.
I'm all riled up. Trump is an effing idiot, is unable to provide a coherent answer. The New York Times probability numbers are dropping every day. I'm scared for our organization. November the 3rd. 2016. Oh my God, this is effing terrifying. Referencing an article entitled, A Victory by Trump Remains Possible. November the 9th, 2016. Are you ever going to give out your calendars? Some kind of depressing. Maybe it should be the first meeting of the secret society. November the 13th. I bought all the president's men. I figure I needed to brush up on Watergate. November the 13th, 2016. Finally, two pages away from finishing all the president's men. Page to Strzok. Did you know the president resigns at the end? Strzok. What? God, that would be so lucky. May 18th, 2017. The date Page accepted a position on the special counsel's team. For me, in this case, I personally have a sense of unfinished business. I unleashed with MYE, whatever that means. Now I need to fix it and finish it. Who gives a F one more assistant director or whoever, an investigation leading to impeachment.
I got a clip Lindsey saying this stuff.
Yeah.
Who gives a F?
Wait till he does the GD stuff.
You and I both know the odds are nothing. If I thought it was likely, I'd be there no question. I hesitate in part just because of my gut sense and concern there's no big there. Talking about impeachment. May 22nd, 2017. I'm torn. I'm more replaceable than you are in this. I'm the best for it, but there are others who can do it okay. You're different and more unique. This is yours. Talking to Paige. All right. That's the frontline supervisor and the lawyer to McCabe. There's a guy named Kleinsmith.
Listen to this.
Who eventually alters an email from the CIA through the Department of Justice and FBI. And Mr. Horowitz's team found this out, and how they did it, I will never know. I'm jumping ahead here. But when you read this report, what they find is that a lawyer supervising the FISA process at the FBI, according to Mr. Horowitz, doctored an email from the CIA to the FBI, and he's going to be referred for criminal prosecution. Why is that important? Carter Page, who's been on the receiving end of all this, the foundation to believe he was a foreign agent comes from a dossier that we'll talk about in a minute. In that dossier provided by Christopher Steele, and we'll talk about him in a minute, they claim that Carter Page meets with three people known to be Russians. Russian agents. People associated with Russia. Carter Page, while being wiretapped by his government, says, I don't know two of these people. And to this day, there's no proof that he ever met two of those three. The third person, he says, yeah, I met him. I told the CIA about my meeting because I was a source for the CIA.
Uh-huh.
So they would have you believe that Carter Page is working against our government, not with our government. So Carter Page in the summer of 2017 is trying to tell anybody and everybody, I was working with the CIA. I reported my contact with this person, and nobody believed him. The CIA had told the FBI it was true earlier, but it never made it through the system. Somebody got so rattled at the FBI, they asked Mr. Kleinsmith to check it out. He checks it out. He communicates with the CIA. Is Carter Page a source for you? In an email exchange, they say, yes, he is. What does Mr. Kleinsmith do? He alters the email to say, no, he's not. And you caught him.
How did you do that?
I don't know how you caught him, because you got to dig into this email chain. It would be like getting a lab report from the FBI. The fingerprints don't match, and the agent says they do. That's how bad this is.
That's great.
So now let me tell you a little bit about Mr. Kleinsmith, if I can find it.
Listen to who this guy is. 2 minutes.
Let me give it the Kleinsmith stuff.
Listen
to
this.
This is the lawyer supervising the FISA warrant process. The guy that altered this CIA email because he didn't want the court to know that Carter Page actually was a source. And why does that matter? Because if the court had known, then there's a lawful reason for Mr. Page to be talking to the Russian guy. He wasn't working against his country. He was working with his country, which undercuts the idea he's a foreign agent. That's why Kleinsmith lied, because he didn't want to stop this investigation. All right, this is after the election. I am so stressed about what I could have done differently. The day after the election, I'm just devastated. I can't wait until I can leave today and just shut off the world for the next 4 days. I'm sure a lot of people felt that way after Trump got elected. Maybe still feel that way. But you shouldn't be in charge of supervising anything about Donald Trump if you feel that way. I just can't imagine the systematic disassembly of the progress we've made over the last 8 years. The Obama administration. The crazies won finally. This is the lawyer that they put in charge of supervising the warrant process. This is the Tea Party on steroids. And I'm sure there are newsrooms all over America saying, that's absolutely right. What is wrong with that?
Okay, we're going to go to a break. Graham does a brilliant job laying out this lawyer who, you remember the news report? Low-level attorney.
Low-level.
This guy was in charge of the FISA process for the entire agency. News 93.1, thanks for bearing with me. You're going to be back with more after our top of the hour break.